I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon is straining under the weight of Syrian refugees. They make up nearly a quarter of the country's population, and refugee kids are most at risk of being forced into labor or being trafficked. World Mission's Greg Kelly says being part of the solution requires a both-and approach from the body of Christ.
If there's a way that we can parallel meeting some of the physical needs of these refugees with the gospel message, which World Mission provides in our solar-powered treasures in the Arabic language, that's the winner.
Why? Because it's an unprecedented opportunity to reach Syria's people.
Doing ministry in Syria is a far different task than doing ministry in Lebanon, being the only country in that part of the world, in the Middle East, where it's not illegal to convert from Islam to Christianity.
World Mission partners have asked for help. How will you respond to their call? And most, if not all, gospel workers on the field are ready to count the cost of sharing the hope of Christ. MNN's Lindsay Coe shares this heartbreaking story from Jamaica.
The Christian community in northern Jamaica has been rocked to the core. Police have finally released some information about the death of 53-year-old Harold Nichols and 48-year-old Randy Hensel, American missionaries serving with teams for medical missions. Both men were shot on their way to check on a house they were building for a needy family. That's what they did. They built houses, helped the poor, provided medical care, and did Bible training, all in the name of Christ. As for why they were targeted, police don't know. Both men leave behind families. Their ministry team reminds us that we serve an amazing God who is able to bring beauty from ashes, and it's in Him that we put our trust. Lindsay Coe, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. All the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. It's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.